This is Dakota Datebook for July 19th. The Métis are an indigenous group whose homeland is in Canada and the northern United States. They trace their heritage to North American tribes and mixed European settlers who were primarily French. The Canadian Constitution Act of 1982 legally recognized the Métis as indigenous people. In the United States, the Métis are considered part of the Chippewa tribe. The Métis developed a distinct culture and language that blended their French and Indian heritage that grew out of the fur trade. The War of 1812 formalized the border between the United States and Canada. There were ongoing disputes between the Métis and the governments of both countries as the Métis struggled to maintain their way of life. The formalized border decreased the ease of movement for the Métis as they traveled between their settlements in the United States and Canada. St. Joseph, now called Walhalla, was known as the Métis capital of North Dakota. Louis Riel arose as an important Métis leader. He was elected president of the Métis National Committee. On this date, in 1869, he gave a fiery speech to the committee. He urged the Métis to resist Canada's intrusion on their traditional lands. Inspired by his words, the Métis seized Upper Fort Garry and established a provisional government. When armed Canadians arrived to disband the Métis government, the Métis captured and imprisoned them. One Canadian was tried, sentenced to death, and executed by firing squad. Canadians blamed Riel and sought retribution. A reward of $5,000 was offered for his arrest. Riel fled to Dakota Territory and went into exile in Pembina. When it became known that Riel planned to return to Canada, the Canadian government was anxious to avoid a confrontation and urged him to remain in the United States. Government officials offered him money to stay in Pembina, but in 1871 he returned to Canada, entered politics, and was elected to the House of Commons, but Parliament expelled him. He eventually moved back to Dakota Territory, where he married and became an American citizen. In 1884, Riel returned to Canada once more and helped organize the Métis in Saskatchewan establish a provisional government. Canada quickly sent a military force that easily defeated the Métis resistance. Riel was arrested, tried, and found guilty of treason. He was executed on November 16th, 1885. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota.